we have some of his information on your website, and people can look at what he does or what he's done. But in tracking, in trying to track the path of Nibiru, the planet of the Anunnaki, the people that Sitchin and the Sumerians say came to Earth and created us, this other planet in our solar system, he's tracked a path left to us in antiquity by things that we look at and we don't see them for what they are, but he's pulled out the information from them, and it's really, to me, very stunning and very convincing. But what the pictures that you see on the website, on your website now, and but on my website as well, I have it set up so people can go to either one, you see that what he's found is in antiquity, we have views of the Earth and the solar system from way outside the Earth, showing that people 2,000 years ago and then 3,000 years ago understood that the Earth was part of the solar system, was circular, was going around the sun in a time when supposedly everybody thought
everything went around the Earth. Yeah.
Center of everything. His evidence shows very clearly that that wasn't the case. And all people have to do is go and see. If you look on your website, you go to page one, I think it is, you have it listed as.
Right.
And when you see that, when you look at the first image, what you see is the galaxy, and you see galaxy center, and you see an X drawn through it. Well, that's the center of the galaxy, and the backside of it is called the anti-center, or opposite the center. And you see one of them passes through a kind of a globe there. And that globe is the general space around our solar system to about 10 times the distance from the sun to Pluto. So it's a very big area. And that's the sphere, the celestial sphere, as you know, as we would understand it. And Earth is in the center of that big sphere. Well, the sun too. Earth and by at that scale, the Earth and the sun are virtually the same. Then you look at something below in the next picture called the Farnese Atlas, and it's just that standard picture of Atlas holding the globe of the heavens on his back, and it's a globe. But what's neat about that is you look at those carvings on that globe, and those carvings are what you would see if you were way out in space looking in, that same picture that you just saw of the globe of the solar, you know, with the solar system in the middle of it, Earth in the middle of it. That's what you're looking at here on this Farnese Atlas. You're looking at the same view of from way out looking in. Now, how did the artist know that? And how did he get it right? Because the perspective is from way under the bottom of the ball, the bottom of the globe. And so it's pointing so it understands, it's oriented to the center of the galaxy. Nobody back then could have known that. It's oriented to the center of the galaxy and the anti-center of the galaxy. It's just amazing, and yet there it sits. And if you look on the second picture, George, you see those three bands, those three circles going right through the sheep kind of thing right in front of it?
Yeah.
Those are ecliptics, and show the movement of things, and it could be part of the movement line for Nibiru. Now, if you go down a little farther, you see what's called the planisphere that comes from Babylon, the Babylonians, about 600 B.C.
B.C., yeah.
And if you look at that, we're looking at, again, the same thing. We're looking at a view of the heavens from well below the Earth, well below the sun, and we're looking, again, with an orientation toward the center of the galaxy and the anti-center. And, you know, with numbers, they indicate that. So it's like, how in the world could the people who were creating this so far back understand all these things, have any concept at all that these things were out there? And the Sumerians, we don't have this, but I mean, this is well known from the research of Zechariah Sitchin and others. The Sumerians knew that Neptune was there, that Uranus was there, that Pluto was there. They had the correct planet count. They even wrote that Uranus and Neptune, if looked at in the heavens, from meaning out there looking at them, they look like blue-green watery twins. Well, all of our astronomers thought that that was completely wrong until Voyager went out there in the late 80s and found out that it was indeed true. What the Sumerians had written 4,000 years ago was true. It's just incredible the level of knowledge that they had. Well, these things are just, you know, they're not talked about because they're just impossible to explain.
Well, and it wasn't just them, Lloyd. You know, the Dogon tribe, they knew things. The Aborigines in Australia,
right.
They knew things. I mean, this the Mayans, I'm convinced the Mayans knew things. As a matter of fact, they just found a mural of an astrological event, an old Mayan, incredible mural. How do they know these things exactly?
They had to be told. I mean, they were told by the gods that were living on Earth. But because, you know, that's incredibly difficult for science to swallow and deal with. I mean, you think religion is bad, the things that religion says. I mean, science doesn't want to deal with that. They certainly don't want to deal with the idea that we're looking at proof of alien existence on the Earth in deep antiquity, in deep time. And so that's what these things mean. And one of the things we didn't get to was the Temple of Dendera in Egypt. And that's yet another view taken from very, very accurately from well under the earth, looking at the view of the constellations that you get wrapped around. Again, ideal perspective, people knowing what was going on, knowing about the center of the galaxy and where it was. This is just impossible information for these people to have without somebody coming in from out there that knew what it looked like, putting it down for them to use to model these things.